The former president says this, the relationship between Ghana and Burkina has been marred because of what the president said. You are on ground. Is this factual?
It's not factual. If the relationship had been marred, I would have been packing out. If the relationship had been marred, my embassy officers would have packed back to Ghana. We are very cordial. We work together. I wonder if the former president is putting his knowledge and skills into play. And what he's doing is like trying to incite Burkinabe against Ghana. That is what he's doing, which is very bad. You are telling us that your colleague opened his mouth wide. When President Nanado went to the U.S. meeting, it was clear. Later, at the end, the intent of his message was what was important. And the intent of the message at that time was to mobilize resources for the people, the government of the people of Burkinabe, to fight terrorism effectively. And I can tell you, the contributions from President Addo and the Accra Initiative has pushed this government forward in their fight against terrorism, irrespective of any other help they are getting. When that happened, an undersecretary of the United States had to pay a visit here at the same time that he is saying that the president opened his mouth wide. The undersecretary came and he personally cornered me and asked me about our relations with Burkina. And I told him, and he said he wanted to know how I did it. And he was so excited. He went back to America very happy that Ghana and Burkina Bay were very peaceful. We went to the extent to explain that we are relatives, we are brothers and sisters because of our artificial border lines. We are brothers and sisters.
But
if our relationship is marred,